We got Harold Carmichael, the great Harold Carmichael, on the phone with us. Harold, how are you?
Good, Sal. How are you?
Good. What are your impressions of the team right now in 2-2, Harold, after coming off the Super Bowl win and getting Carson Wentz back in the last two games? Now they face the Vikings at home on Sunday.
Well, you know, as you said earlier, Sal, we should not be in that panic mode right now. You know, you're going to have a game like this once in a while. So let's, you know, just try to hang with the players, hang with the team and what the coaches are doing. They will fix this. You know, some of the things that happen, it can be corrected.
When you had a situation when you lost a game like that on a walk-off, right, in overtime, on the road, something, any kind of thing like that similarly, what did you want to hear from the coach that night in the locker room and then the next day when you met with the team? What would be Dick Vermeil's approach, and what do you think? How do you think Doug Peterson has handled it?
Well, I think Doug, and just as well as Coach Vermeil would handle it, is saying, you know, we have to get better. We have to stop the penalties. We have to just concentrate on what we're doing and really just play better football. You know, again, I said, you're going to have those days like they had Sunday, and you just have to get over that and just prepare for the next Sunday.
Now, we're talking to Harold Carmichael in the Sal Pal Football Hour. Thanks for joining us, Harold. Harold, you know, in a situation like this, though, when you're in the locker room and you see the disgust, and you're around this team a lot, they know that's not how they play football, right? They know that what they did on Sunday is not up to their standard. So there is a level of frustration that could only be described as disgust, as Chris Long said it. I mean, this team's angry with itself, is it not?
Well, you know, if that's going to happen, Sal, you know, when you play like they did Sunday, there were some great plays made there. There were some bad calls. Guys just really have to put that in the back of their head. And just, you know, you don't forget it. You remember that and remember what you did to put you in that position. So you could correct it yourself and make plays next week. You know, there's a lot of players that, you know, will hang on to the negative part of that. You know, you have to get ready. I've been there before, and, you know, you want to play better. You want to do better. But, you know, you just have to really find out who you are and how you're going to react to that situation. So, you know, guys, it's really, as I said earlier, they just really need to put that in the back of their head and work this week to be better. You know, there were some mistakes made there. You know, as I said earlier, that could be corrected. It doesn't take a lot.
You know, Harold, the interesting thing to me is you're only at 2-2. You're at the quarter pole of the season. But the city and the franchise and the organization, the people around this team, you know, they got a little taste of the big success. And, you know, everything that we heard all summer long from people, right, Harold, was can they repeat? Can they repeat? And I kept telling people, well, the first thing you want to do is try to get back to the playoffs, maybe win a division title, get into the postseason tournament and see what happens. But it's so hard to repeat. And now people are beginning to understand just how difficult it is, especially when you start the first two games of the season without your franchise quarterback, how difficult it is, right, to repeat as Super Bowl champions.
This is not going to be an easy climb for the Eagles. They're playing a lot of good football teams in the next few weeks. We always say, you know, you want to win in September and October, but you really, really want to put a lot of effort in the winning in November and December. Those are the months you win the playoff. You go into the playoffs. We got to be understanding that that's when you got to play really good football. You know, again, we don't want to go into that panic mode right now. As you said, people have, you know, had that taste of success. They want to see the Eagles repeat again at being the world champion. It's going to be tough. You know, looking at the schedule, it's not any easy teams out there anymore. You know, people look at the Giants. That's not going to be easy. But we can't look past the Minnesota because they're coming in here for revenge.
Oh, yes.
They want to let people know that was a fluke last year. which we know it wasn't. But it's gonna be a good game this week.
Oh yeah, that's why it's the number one game on Fox this week. It's the number one national game on the Fox broadcast. The great Harold Carmichael's on the phone with us. Harold, you mentioned November. There's a big event that you and I are involved with pretty much every year. The Otho Davis Charity Event. The Society Hill Sheraton this year, it is on November 14th. It's the 20th anniversary of the Otho Davis Dinner at the Society Hill Sheraton on November 14th. And we are honoring, in the 20th anniversary dinner, number 20, Brian Dawkins. This is a no-brainer. Inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's going to be a great night. Tell people how they can get involved with this great dinner and this great charity. Great honor for Brian Dawkins.
As you said, this is our 20th year doing this. It's for the Otho Davis Foundation. Otho Davis, one of the trainers, one of the greatest trainers in football NFL history.
Should be in the Hall of Fame himself.
He really should be, because this guy has really, I'm quite sure every trainer that's in the National Football League right now, Otho Davis has touched them in some kind of way. His tentacles has reached out to just about everyone, best athletic trainers in the NFL and high school and college. You know, some kind of way he was touched. But as you say, this is the 20th anniversary. We give out two $20,000 scholarships to students, college students, graduate students. We're very excited about this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
One of the other reasons I'm excited about it, because Brian is from my high school. We're from the same hometown. And this is going to be a great, great night.
I just want to hear, hey, Harold, I just want to hear Brian Dawkins' speech that night. That's going to be in and of itself. That's going to be great.
I was out at the Hall of Fame when enshrinement.
Yes, you and I were sitting right there in the audience, and we heard it. It was amazing. And but to hear it up close and personal in that auditorium at the Society Hill Sheraton, that's going to be great. And Merrill Reese is going to receive the Dick Vermeil Lifetime Achievement Award. The great Ron Jaworski will be there. All the luminaries from the Eagles. So how can people get involved in terms of getting tickets and donating to the Otho Davis Foundation?
Well, you can go to the Otho Davis Scholarship Foundation's website, and that'll give you all the information there. And again, we are so excited about this, with Merrill Reese also getting the Dick Vermeil Award. And there's also going to be current and former players that night. This is our 20th year, and every year in the past, when we would get ready to leave out of that event, people would say, "How are you going to top this?"
Yes.
This is going to be one of the events that we're going to top it off. After every year we've had it, it's a great year.